Welcome to the broadcast of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
We are continuing a brand new series that we started last week, which is titled, You Want Blank, But You Need Blank. Amen. There's a lot of things in our lives that we want, and we spend a whole lot of time chasing those things. And we want more money, we want better jobs, we want a better career, we want bigger houses, cars, more cars, we want trips and vacations, bigger TVs, we want the latest gadgets, clothes, shoes, purses, and the list goes on and on. And we spend so much time chasing all this stuff that we want in life. And not only do we chase the things that we want in life, we also chase status. We chase, positioning in life and certain status and stuff like that. We want to be seen. We want to be treated. We want to be respected on these high levels. And, there's so many things that we want, and we spend a lifetime chasing these things, a lifetime trying to obtain these things. And while we're spending so much time chasing the things that we want, maybe we should be spending more time chasing the things that we need. When we think about it, we spend a lot of time, chasing all this stuff, all these things. And then when it comes to our actual needs, we don't spend that much time chasing these needs. And we do chase our needs too, but when we put both of them on a scale, when we put our wants on a scale, when we put our needs on a scale, we'll find that we spend more time, more effort, more energy going after our wants than we do our needs. Maybe because we have settled in our mind, or maybe we have established in our mind that when it comes to our needs, God gonna take care of our needs, right? Well, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, but the objective here is for us to prioritize our values. When we look at our wants and our needs, when we put them on a scale and we weigh them, again, like I said, our wants far outweigh our needs so far as what we're seeking, what we're chasing, what we're spending time for and trying to attain. We spend more time trying to get our wants than we do our needs. And in actuality, we need to prioritize our values, because the things that we go after is where our priority lies, right? That's just a given fact. My mom used to tell me all the time, grown folks do what grown folks want to do, right? So whatever your priorities are, then that's what you're going to find that's going to be weighing heavier on the scale. And where your priorities are not at, that's going to be weighing low or weighing lesser on the scale. And so we need to prioritize our values, make sure our values far outweigh, those things that are wants. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 through 17, we talked about this last week. It says, do not love this world, nor the things that it offers. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving, which is temporary. Cravings are temporary. Once if you crave some fried chicken, once you get you a good piece of fried chicken, guess what? It's gone, right? Until next time. But the world only offers a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything that we see, and the pride in our achievements and our possessions. These are not from the Father, but they are from the world. And it says, and this world is fading away. So all those cravings, all those things that we're craving, that we're going after, that pride and everything for achievement and possessions, all those things are fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. We need to make sure that our priorities are in order, and those things that pleases God are the things that need to be heavy on our scale, the things that need to be outweighing all those things that are pleasing to the world. The things that are pleasing to the world, I seem like those are the things that we really spend a lot of time chasing. But the things that's pleasing to God, we're not spending a lot of time chasing those things, right? So when it comes to our need, we should have a strong desire to be seeking and chasing our needs. Amen. And what our needs are going to do? Our needs are going to allow for us to do what? Live forever. Amen. So let's get into today's lesson. You guys ready? So if you have a pen and paper, if you have a notepad or something to write on, take some notes today. And here's our lesson for today. Again, the title series is You Want Blank, But You Need Blank. So every week we're going to be filling in the blank. Today's blank is you want service, but you need to serve. Somebody say amen. Come on now.
Amen. Y'all hear? Amen.
You want service, but you need to serve. This world has taught us that when we obtain a certain level of service, that's one way of scaling our level of achievement and success. If you got a housekeeper, you know, if you got a cook, if you got a chauffeur, a butler, you know, then guess what? You big time, right? You got somebody cleaning your house. You got somebody cooking for you, driving you around, you know, opening the door for you when you come and go. You are big time. You know, if you have an assistant at work, you know, at your job or something, if you have an assistant or somebody, you know, that people that work for you or work, they're your direct reports. They report directly to you. Then guess what? You the boss, right? And you the boss. You know, you walk around with the boss on your shoulders or on your chest or whatever. You got a special name tag or you got a special plate on your door. And so when everybody walk by, they know who you are, right? You are the boss. You know, I told you guys in part one that, you know, we have this privileged attitude, like everyone owes us something, you know, like this world, like the things, you know, in this world, somehow they should all come quickly. They should all come easy with us without us having to put in the necessary time and the necessary work to achieve those things, those certain levels of success. You know, everybody wants everything fast. Everybody wants everything quick. We knew, you know, at least when I was a kid growing up in school and everything, there was something that it seemed like our generation and the ones before us knew that if you were going to reach a certain level of success, if you were going to reach a certain level of achievement, you know, a certain level of financial stability, you know, that you're going to have to put in the work, that this wasn't something that was going to come overnight. You know, it wasn't going to necessarily be something somebody that's just going to hand to you and just give it to you for free. But if you wanted it, you had to work for it. You had to put in the time for it. And eventually, hey, Google, stop. Hey, Google, stop. That you had to put in the time for, right? Today, it seems like most people today, you know, people that are younger than us today have more of an attitude that, you know, if you go to high school, get your diploma, you know, if you put in a little bit of college or here and there, whatever, then, you know, that success, that money, those achievements should come easy, right? So if you get a diploma, okay, then you're ready to start making some, you deserve a certain type of a salary, right? A certain type of a wage. You know, you get a degree from college, you deserve a certain type of wage and you ain't working for nothing less than that. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works, you know? You got somebody on the job, I'm kind of going off on here on a tangent here, I'll get back here, y'all. You got somebody working on a job and they done been on their job for 10 plus years and they making a certain amount of money. You can't expect to come on that job making the same type of money. It just ain't gonna happen. Am I right, Doris? You've been on your job for what, 30 years now? I think, yeah, 30 years now. I think I just saw you talk about that. Ain't nobody gonna come on that job and they've been there their first day making the same type of money Doris making. Forget it. It ain't gonna happen. You got to put in the work and time. This world don't owe you nothing. All right. But we have this attitude. We have this privileged attitude that everyone owes us something, you know, that this achievement, these levels of success and stuff should come easy and they should come quick. And it just don't happen like that. You know, when people go into a restaurant, you know, we're talking about serving versus servant. All right. So you need, again, our subtitle for today is you want service, but you need to serve. All right. So let me get back on my focus here. You know, when we go to a restaurant, you know, we expect the highest level of service, whether it is at a five-star restaurant or whether it's at McDonald's. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about here. Raise your hand. You know what I'm talking about. When we go out to eat, you know, we spend our money. If we go someplace where there's a where there's a certain level of service that we receive because we're paying for something, you know, we expect a high level of service. We want the highest level of service, and we want a five-star service. You know, whether you know, it could be at Capital Grille, you know, five-star restaurant. So you want five-star service. You know, now we should expect a certain level of service, right? When we go out to eat or we go somewhere where, you know, people are serving us for whatever it is that we're doing, we're paying for something. We should expect a high level of service because after all, those places are what? They are in the service business, right? They are serving their customers, but McDonald's employees aren't getting Fleming's wages. Y'all know Fleming's Steakhouse on Poplar? Yeah, expensive, right? Five-star restaurant. McDonald's employees are not getting Fleming wages. So you cannot expect the same level of service. It just doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. Our expectations of being served have been skewed by the world. This world has affected our thinking. It has affected our mindset of what service is all about. And so we can't expect someone who is working at McDonald's to give us the same level of service of someone who's working at Fleming's. It's just not going to happen. That's why they have, you know, one of the reasons, shall I say, they have certain ratings on certain places that you go to, but so that you can put your expectations in the right place. If a place has a two-star rating versus a place that has a five-star rating, they're saying to you, okay, when you go to this place, we're not saying that this is a terrible place per se, although some people's reviews be doing that. We're not saying this is a terrible place to go per se. What we're saying is get your expectations right. Put your expectations in the right place. So when you go there, these are some things that you should expect. All right. You're probably going to get some great food, have a great experience and everything, but get your expectations right. You know, our mindset and our expectations of service, it needs to shift. Everybody say shift. All right. One, two, three. We're going to shift to the right, Margaret. It needs to do what? Shift. There we go. That looked good. Let's do that one more time. One, two, three. Everybody, our mindset, our expectations of service, it needs to do what? Shift. All right. There we go. I thank you, Margaret, so much for working with me.
Oh, no problem.
You make me look good. Okay, we need to focus more on serving than we do on being served. We put a whole lot of focus on being served. We put a whole lot of focus on people and what they should give to us. A whole lot of focus. Like I told you, we have this privileged mindset, like everybody in this world owes us something. So when we go somewhere, we go to a particular certain place of business or go somewhere, you know, go to a certain party, you know, and maybe we'll go to somebody else's party and things may not be like we would do it and we'll complain. Because we are expecting a certain level of service. We are expecting for certain things to be in a certain way. And guess what? It ain't even ours. And we're complaining. Our mindset needs to shift. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we need to focus more on serving than we do being served.
Amen.
In the book of Mark, chapter 10, Jesus, he teaches us on serving. So if you want to, so we're going to look at this chapter and we're going to see what Jesus has to say about serving so that hopefully we can see where we need to shift in our mindset. In verse number 42, the book of Mark, chapter 10, y'all write this down so you can read the whole chapter, okay? Now, last week for the month of February, just as a reminder, we're doing our 30-day challenge is to read one chapter in the Bible per day. So this is a chapter that you guys can read for today if you would like to, if you are participating in that challenge. This is a very short chapter, so it's a very easy read. But in this entire chapter, Jesus talks about service. So here in verse 42, this is what he says. He says, so Jesus called them together, meaning the disciples. He was with the disciples during this chapter. He called them together And he said to them, he said, you know, the rulers in this world, they lord over the people. They lord over their people, and the officials, they flaunt their authority over those that are under them. He said, but with you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader must be a servant. And whoever wants to be first must be a servant of those that follow. For even the Son of Man came not to serve, but to what? But or came not to be served, but to serve others. Amen. There is a primary focus. This is something that I want us to take away. So everything that you hear me say from this point on, I want you to put this in mind. This is our shift, okay? Jesus says to them in verse number 43, he said, but with you, it will be different. With you, it will be different. Jesus wants us to be different. What he's saying to disciples, what he's telling the disciples, he says, I need for you to do what? In your mindset, I need you to shift. I need you to be different from the way everybody else thinks. So as we look at this, I want you guys to shift in your mindset, shift in your thinking, be different. Amen.
Amen.
Here, Jesus is teaching the disciples that the way that the world generally operates when it comes to being served versus serving. All right. He's explaining to them. He's separating the two out. He said, okay, this is the way the world sees things. This is the world's mindset when it comes to serving. And this is the mindset that I want you to have when it comes to serving. Okay. Everybody wants a high level position or a high level status. We all do, you know, we just do, you know, and we want to be in charge. We want to be, and if we're not in charge, we at least want to be close to the ones. We want to be in a position close to the one that is in charge. All right. I remember talking with a lady, and she had made in her job, the company that she's working with, she had made a lot of achievements, moved up the ladder like great. Right. And we were talking, and I remember asking her, so what's your goal? You know, what's your ultimate goal? What is you looking? And she said that her goal is to be vice president of a Fortune 500 company. She said, once she reaches the level of being vice president of a Fortune 500 company, at that point, then she can chill. If she goes higher than that, then great. But at that point, she's reached her goal. We all want high level positions. We all want high level status. You know, we want to be in charge, or at least we want to be close. You know, when she told me VP, that told me that she wants to be, if not in charge, she wants to be at least next to the person that is in charge. Who's next to the president? Vice president. All right. So, and when we, you know, when it comes to levels of position and status, you know, what is it with these high level positions and high level status? Guess what comes with them? When you have a high level position, when you have a high level status, what comes with it is a high level of service. High levels of service come with it. I mean, when you got a high level position or high level status, then people are going to be serving you. People are going to be calling you. People got to come. If they want something, they got to come to you. And when they come, they got to come correct, right? When you go somewhere and you do something, you know, people are serving you. They're opening doors for you. They're cooking for you. They're driving you around. You know, they're working for you. So you say, okay, people come and you say, what do you want? And you just tell them, this is what I want. Go get this for me. You know, high level positions and status comes high level service. When we receive high levels of service, it is a way of scaling our achievements and our success. The way we look at people and the way we look at different situations in our life and in our world and our society is that we'll look at the service that people receive, and that level of service that people receive, it's a way of scaling. It's a way of measuring their achievement and their success. It's a reality. That's what we do. You know, this very thing right here is what provoked Jesus to say what he said. This very thing right here is what pushed him into teaching the disciples about service, all right? James and John, two disciples, they came to Jesus and they was asking him about, they was asking him that if he would give them a seat next to him when he takes his seat on the throne. when he finally takes his seat on the throne, you know, where he is King of Kings and Lords of Lords, you know, because at that time they was looking at Jesus as this shepherd boy from Bethlehem, you know, from Jerusalem or wherever he was from. And he's coming in and he's, you know, he's a Messiah and he's wearing clothes like just like they wearing clothes. And he's living with other people going around from house to house. You know, he don't have his own car. You know, he ain't got no door with a nameplate on it or nothing like that. You know, he don't have a chauffeur, a butler, a cook or nothing like that. You know, he just a dude just walking around preaching the gospel, trying to get everybody to get saved and get forgiven of their sins and doing some miracles here and there and so forth, saying that he the Son of God. And they believe that he was the Son of God, but he ain't sitting on no throne. And so they're looking for that time where Jesus is going to be sitting on the throne. He's going to have a crown on his head. He's going to have a big old ring of the king's ring on his finger, you know, and he's going to have chariots and horses and all this stuff like that. And they were like, Jesus, when you get your throne, when you finally get to sit on your throne, it's like James and John is like, can we have a seat next to you? You know, then Jesus is talking to them. He talks to them about that and so forth. And the other disciples, they hear it. They overheard. They're like, what? Oh. So y'all being sneaky. Y'all been sneak. It's like Big Brother. You know, y'all watch some of them games, right? Like Big Brother, they competing for head of household and stuff like that, you know, power veto. And so they can get the prize money and stuff like that. The disciples in here, they are competing. All right. They having a Big Brother competition, trying to see who going to get the seat next to Jesus. And so when they heard about James and John kind of went behind their back on the side to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, when you get that seat, when you finally sit in your throne, we want to sit next to you. Is that cool? And the other disciples, they was upset. Like, oh, this what we doing? This is what we doing? Okay, cool. So Jesus, he figured out, he understood that the disciples, they were more focused on being served than being, there was more focused on being served than serving. They weren't focused on serving. They was focused on being served. They was focused on their position. They was focused on their status. They wanted to reach these high levels of achievement, these high level seats, these high level positions, these high level places. Why? One of the reasons that they were, and we do it too, is because of what comes with it. Okay? Because one of the things that comes with it is being served. All right? You receive high levels of service. And Jesus saw that they were more focused on being served than they were serving. He first told them that, you know, they are thinking and acting like the leaders and the officials were thinking and acting. He said, y'all are acting just like these leaders and these officials that are out here. Y'all are acting just like these people out here that call themselves running something and being somebody. They walking around here talking about they the boss. You know what I'm saying? They thought they walking around here talking about they, you know, HNIC and all that kind of stuff like that. And he's like, y'all thinking just like them. And he told them to do what? He told them to be different. Everybody say be different real loud. He told them to be different. Don't think like those leaders out here. Don't think like those officials out here. I want you to be different. One way to figure out if we're thinking and acting like God is to look at everybody else. If we want to know if we're thinking and acting like God, just look at everybody else. See what everybody else is doing. See how everybody else is thinking. See how they're moving. If we're thinking and acting like them, then we should ask ourselves this question. We should ask ourselves if this is how God thinks or acts. If everybody else is doing it, if everybody else is thinking this way, everybody else acting this way, ask ourselves, is this the way God thinks? Is this the way God acts? In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, it says, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad and the gate is wide and many choose that way. But the gateway to life is a very narrow gate and the road is difficult and only a few ever find it. He's letting us know right here that everybody, the whole world, if you want to know if you are pleasing to God, if you want to know if you're thinking like God, if you want to know that if you're acting like God, then guess what? Look at how everybody else is acting. Look how everybody else is thinking, because that's a wide gate. That's a wide road right there. And a whole lot of people, they on that road. That's the direction that they're going. All right. But the direction that God is going, the way God thinks, the way God acts, it's a narrow road. And very few people think like that. Very few people act like that. Even the 12 disciples were thinking just like everybody else. They were thinking like the leaders. They were thinking like the officials. And Jesus was telling you, y'all thinking like everybody else. Y'all on that wide road right now. Y'all on that gate, that road that can lead you to hell. He said, that one's a broad road. He said, be different. Let's shift our thinking to a narrow path, a narrow way, a way that most people are not thinking like. You know, this world is more focused on being served than it is serving. Again, Jesus, he tells them to be different. You know, we've been taught that if we want to be a leader, we must what? We must first be a servant. I want y'all, okay, right now, I want y'all to hear me. Hear me good, right? Pay attention right here. All right, we have been taught that if we want to be a leader, that we must what? First be a servant. Amen.
Amen.
Who can shout with me, right? Shout with me. I'm finna bust your bubble. Again, we've been taught that if you want to be a leader, you must first be a servant. That is not what Jesus said. It's not what he said. Go back and read the Bible for yourself. Go back and read the scriptures for yourself. Go back and read it. Chapter 10, this is what y'all gonna read for this week if you're doing the Bible challenge, all right? Chapter 10. The book of Mark, chapter 10, all right? That's not what Jesus said. Jesus did not say that if you want to be a leader, that you must first be a servant, okay? He tells them that if you want to be a leader, you must be a servant, period. We added the word first in there. And when we added the word first in there, it teaches us, by adding the word first in there, it teaches us that once we have become a leader, then we no longer have to serve. Now it's our turn to be served. In other words, it teaches us, it gives us the mindset that you serve, be a servant. And then you will become a leader. Once you are a good servant, then you will eventually be promoted to a place of becoming a leader. Once you become a leader, you don't have to serve no more. Now it's time for you to what? Be served. Jesus did not say that. He did not say that at all. Jesus said, if you want to be a leader, you must serve. That's what he said. We added the word first in there. Jesus, he says that the leaders, they should be the ones serving the people that they lead. If you want to be a leader, look at the people that you're leading and serve them. That's what Jesus said. So let's take a step back. And we're going to define serve so that we have a better understanding what Jesus is telling them, all right? The word serve, that here's a definition, two definitions I'm going to give you on the word serve. It is to perform duties or service for another person or organization. So Jesus is telling them, you want to be a leader? Then it's your responsibility to perform duties and perform services for other people and organization. Number two part, or second part of the definition is this, to be of use in achieving or satisfying expected outcomes. So I'll give that back to you. So as a leader, it's our responsibility to perform duties or service for other people or organizations for the purpose of achieving or satisfying expected outcomes. Simply adding the word first changes the placement of responsibility. Did y'all catch that? Simply by adding the word first, it changes the placement of responsibility. So by putting that word first in there, the responsibility of serving lies on the people that you are leading. That's what putting the word first on there. But serving, if you're going to be a leader, then therefore the responsibility, we're taking a shift in our mindset, the responsibility as a leader is to perform duties or service for people or organizations for the purpose of achieving or satisfying an expected outcome. When James and John asked Jesus for those seats of honor, he told them in verse number 38, the same chapter, the same conversation where Jesus was talking to them. He says, you don't know. In verse number 38, he said, you don't know what you're asking for. Y'all sneaking over here, coming to me, you know what I'm saying? And asking me for seats of honor, seats of leadership. Y'all want to sit next to my throne. Y'all want position. Y'all want status. Y'all want positions of leadership. He said, you don't know what you're asking for. He said, are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering that I'm about to drink from? Y'all asking for something y'all don't know what y'all asking for. You know what they said? They said, yeah, we're ready. We're able, Jesus. We're able. We can do this. We can do this. Yeah, right. He's letting them know that the place of leadership, that place of leadership comes with a price, and it ain't sweet. It's a bitter one. If you want this seat right here comes with a price. It's not coming with what you think it's coming with. It's coming with something else. It's coming with a price to pay, and it ain't no sweet one. It comes with a level of responsibility that is different from what you think it is. You want to be a leader, then serve the people that you lead. We all want to be a leader so that we can be served. Jesus says, be different. He says to be a servant. In verse number 45, the same chapter, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to what? But to serve others. Jesus has had a clear understanding that the place of service, the responsibility of service, was on his shoulders. And he accepted that place of responsibility. He said that even himself, he came not to be served, but to serve others. There were so many situations that we can go back and we can look at the New Testament during the life of Jesus Christ, and especially when it came to his relationship with the disciples. He was always putting himself in a place of serving them. And he would put himself in a place of serving them. You know, he was letting them know that I understand my responsibility. My responsibility is to perform duties for you and for the organization, for the cause, for the benefit of the achievement, so that we can all, the success and the achievement, so we can all reach the expected outcome. I understand that's what my responsibility is. So let me provide the necessary services that's needed so that we all can be successful. While we're spending so much time chasing the things that we want, we should spend more time chasing the things that we need. While we're chasing high levels of achievement, high levels of status, which is okay to do, it's okay to achieve, you know, to chase these levels of achievement and levels of status. But once we get them, we should not expect all of those at a lower level to serve us. Once we get it, we should have the mindset that it's our responsibility to serve them. Why? To achieve an expected outcome that's lending to the achievement and the success to the people and organizations that we are leading. Anytime you go to a leadership conference, someone who's speaking on leadership, someone who's speaking on, you know, bettering ourselves as leader, anytime you go to a conference such as that, or a class, or a teaching, or a speaking, or something, there's something that you're going to hear when it comes to serving. And that is that as a leader, it's your job, it's your responsibility to serve others. The higher you go on the ladder, the greater your responsibility of serving becomes. So if you want to be a leader, you got to change your mindset, and you got to serve the people that you're leading, and not sit on some seat, some high level seat, and expect everybody to serve you. Again, in closing, we need to change our mindset, and we need to understand that as a leader, as we move up, as we achieve certain levels of success, and even without, even in the place that we're at, wherever you're at in your life, wherever you're at, change your mindset to serving, chase serving more than you do being served. And whenever you're in a place of being served, make sure that your attitude is not one that would demean, degrade, devalue someone who's serving you. I remember President Barack Obama, when he was in the White House, And one of the things that so many people worked in the White House admired him for is that no matter what level he was, which is the highest level in the United States as being the president of the United States of America, and that position also carries to some level, a lot of people say that that person that is the president of the United States not only is the president of the United States, but they're also the leader of the free world. Because a lot of other countries and a lot of other presidents look up to that person in that place for influence on how the world goes, even influence in their own countries and how they lead their own countries. It's just a fact. So here, President Obama, the president of the United States of America, the leader of the free world, he gave just as much respect to those people walking around the White House that had a mop in their hand as he did presidents and dignitaries in other countries. That's what you call a true mindset when it comes to serving versus being served. And that's what Jesus was trying to instill into the disciples' mind. There's a difference between a mindset of being served and serving. And we need to be more focused on serving than we are on being served. Jesus says to do what? Be different.
If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.